Kick Aye, off. Boo.
So yeah, the thing, like my friend Gary, who was in a car crash and he was in a coma for about 3 weeks, basically he, like, the doctors would say that there was something that needed to change, so then we'd all like have like a prayer meeting or something and pray, and then the thing would change, and I was like, hey, it's a miracle. But if the doctors are telling us things that need to change, they're probably doing stuff to change that. That makes sense now entirely. Like, looking at it, I was like, that's not anything at all. That's dumb. Like, why would you think that's anything more than the doctors are telling you what their job is and then doing their job? And yeah, it's stuff like that, I would just realize. And then, like, I don't know, there's just so much stuff. It's just so balls, I guess. And then I started, like, paying attention to, like, sermons in church, because I haven't done that ever. I'm realizing there's, like, one guy particular who speaks in the church, and it seems like his whole, like, sermons are just, like, propaganda to stop you going out into the world, and, like, you know, the world's evil and everybody's bad. And, like, there was that time I was sitting in church and texted you about how, yeah, apparently the London riots were caused because people want Blackberries and because evolution is taught in schools. So because they're taught that they come from monkeys, they act like monkeys whenever they're in public. Racist. And then, what was the other thing you said? It was something else. What was it? It was great. Yeah, apparently, like, women are being raped and children are being killed because we're going to the moon.
I don't even get that.
I have no idea where it came from, but it was. I just remember those two things in the same sentence, and I was like, what? Like, so it's stuff like that, whenever you start realizing, it's, like, it's just so much crap involved. And then you're like, oh yeah, I guess I don't actually believe in this stuff. I don't think it's been completely bad, I guess. Maybe. I realised that I would never, like, kind of talk to my mom about stuff like this, partly because I'd be too afraid, and second of all, like, I'm 19, and just realised I've, like, kind of wasted 19 years of my life. She's, like, 50 or something. Like, I couldn't imagine, like, I think that she couldn't stop being Christian, because I don't think that she would, like, want to believe that she's wasted her whole life on something like that. So, yeah, like, I would never try to convince my mom to not be a Christian, because that would just be evil or mean. I think, like, some of, like, the sort of, upbringing stuff, I guess, is all right. But then there's stuff, like, I think that there's, like, a mindset with Christians that if you're not a Christian, you must be a horrible person. And, like, you're, like, murdering people and pillaging and raping and stuff. And that guy was one of the things that annoyed me. So I was like, but that's, like, no, because there's so many Christians that are so much worse than regular people. So, push on.
Yeah, we've got, like, an hour, minute and a half.
I
don't know where I what to say in all this. But it's, like, partly because of the way I grew up, which was one half of the family deeply Christian, the other half of the family deeply not.
Yeah.
I've just sort of been in the middle the whole time.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't know what to think about anything.
I just, the last time that we were talking about, like, religion, yeah, that time, like, after
pub quiz,
like, I can't believe that I was, yeah,
what,
like that,
what,
like, thinking about that conversation and thinking about this conversation, like, that's, like, completely different, like, end.
Yeah, see, that conversation was me just, like, trying to figure out things. Like, I don't know. Like, I was asking questions about things and explaining why I don't understand any of it.
Yeah. It's basically me explaining Christianity to you. And yeah, then I was like, no, that's dumb. It's, yeah.
I was just, like, sitting there drunkenly talking to you about, I don't understand any of this. Yeah. And you're saying, well, this is right.
Yeah, that's, that's an asshole. But, for, it's
13 seconds.
Okay, I'll do another one then.
Okay.
Bye.
Maybe we can get fit or something. Because I'm hungry. I also need
to
toilet, though.
I have to pick my brother up at 4:30 to bring him down to work. So if you're